We are live.
Good morning. We are back from recess to start today's BOE meeting for July 15th, 2015. And Mr. Paulson, you're here representing Foxborough Suites.
Yes.
Just so you know, I'm sure you've already been notified, but we'll let you know again. It is being recorded and broadcast via the internet.
Good, good. I'm sure there's 27 people listening, right?
There might be 12 today. I don't know.
Let me first start by saying that I think this one's a little bit of a mess. I don't believe it's... Well, anyway. There's one that's the front motel that's at $1.199 million. That would be the lot ending in... I'm looking for the parcel number. And it ends in 023. And that's the motel in front. And let me just explain. The other approximately 26 properties, they're all the building in the back. So it's one building. It's not really 26 appeal. I mean, it is, but it isn't.
Say that again.
What I'm saying.
There's a list right there that was added.
I took all the ones that were, yeah, okay. You'll see one that's $1.19 million, and then all the rest, I believe, are the back building.
They're not on this sheet. They're on the sheet that you provided. They don't have the individual BOE numbers.
Okay.
There's only one application submitted with one...
Parcel number?
One parcel number.
And then, but that was...
I also submitted a separate sheet with all of the... with all of them. I think you saw them. If you go back, I saw them here a minute ago.
Right,
those are all the ones that I'm appealing.
Okay.
It's one bill. It's the building in the back.
When did you add the separate sheet? Because we just have
one. I faxed it at the same time as the other one.
Okay, so you faxed that at the same time as the the actual appeal?
Okay. And I put oversets and this classified as commercial on the top.
Please group like appeals, submit in the order they were presented, note in the last. Okay. Looks like you did. I mean, Wesley, am I missing something?
They're supposed to send an application form for each one of them.
Can you scroll down again, please?
And this form here is for scheduling purposes. They're supposed to put down how many minutes they need for each one that they have. We only received one BOE application for this property right here.
Okay.
I've listed all of the units.
Yep. I mean, the board can take up any parcel number, so even if there is a disagreement there, we can still take up all those parcels if we so choose.
And it's one building.
And it's one building.
Yeah,
so essentially it should be...
two buildings.
Okay. Danny, you have anything to weigh in on that? Are you good?
No, I'm just ready to move on.
So go ahead and...
Okay.
So you did you say you added up all those and that's how it gets up to that three?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and look it up while you're there.
Well, it comes to over... The back building, for some reason, comes to well over $3 million assessed when you add on the land and all of the different units, which doesn't... make a lot of sense to me, and certainly not to my client. The front, if we could just take up the front first, I'm going to disagree with, and you guys are probably going to take the position that you took yesterday. The front is at $1.199 million. And if you take $13,000 a room, we come up with slightly less than that, okay, but it's close.
How many rooms is there?
There are 78 rooms.
Correct.
And we would point you to the expressway right next door, which is like a third of the assessed value, and King's Quarter across the street. And they're both significantly less than the front building. Again, I'll make the arguments... 9,000 is the tops on something like this. This is not on Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. It is not on the Strip. It's on Expressway Lane in between Gretna and Shepherd of the Hills.
How many rooms, Bob?
78.
78, and you mentioned 9,000. You're talking 9,000 a room.
At tops,
at
yes.
At top.
I mean, my client thinks he can't sell it for four. He was telling me, what are they talking about? I couldn't sell this thing for $4,000 a room, okay? But, you know, we would concede that, you know, 4 to 9 might be somewhat reasonable. 13 is way more than this property is worth. What you have it assessed at is approximately $13,000 a room on the front building.
Is that where the old Red Roof in
no.
East D or near that area?
No, this is near the old Wayne Newton Theater, behind Culpepper's, when you go between Gretna and...
It's out there by Sight and Sound, kind of on the back way in.
Okay.
The old Wayne Newton Theater.
No.
There I am, talking about Dairy Queen when it's not there anymore.
Yeah, I understand.
I knew where Dairy Queen was.
So it went down this year... From the 1.3 to 1.19.
Right. And it's worth considerably less than that.
And you still...
Okay. You used the $13,000 to bring it down, Chuck?
I'm not sure.
I don't know how it came
down. I don't
down.
Think we did. Roger was out and reassessed that, and he's off today. But... So I'm not positive how. But if Bob said I didn't put the numbers to it, if it's $13,000...
$13,000 comes out about $1 million in change, but less than the 1.19 that you have.
Okay. I don't think that
look on there. And see what that 13,000 78 rooms. Have you got your calculator there?
$1,014,000. Is this interior or exterior corridor?
Exterior.
And then Mr. Kerbo said something. Was it yesterday or in days past?
Yesterday.
About certain, he also said about certain roads. Where was it at over in, he was at, that's nowhere near worth it as it is on the Strip or on Shepherd Hills Expressway. Where was he talking about? He wasn't talking about here, but he was talking about somewhere else.
Barrington, maybe? Or
I don't remember. Would it kind of fall in line with this one as well as far as location?
Yeah, the Barrington's real close.
Well, you don't want to use the bearing, do you?
Okay.
Let the parcel on the back.
We're going to get to that. Right.
Mr. Fennell, do you have any thoughts on the valuation at 13,000 versus anything else?
Again, to Danny's question, I don't think we looked at this one as far as the room price, yeah. But we did reassess it, and the value came down. Certainly don't have any argument to what you're talking about, Brandon. This road is not used at all, hardly, and you know, location is not good.
It's not as good.
Not as good as other places, for sure. So I can see an adjustment's probably in line.
Do you have an opinion on the adjustment?
Not really.
Okay.
I did have... other motels close to this one that came and talked to me, and I went out one evening and looked at those other motels, but I haven't been in this one in, as far as condition or anything like that.
Do we know how many?
Is there any condition that would be considered a factor in this that... The only way that I can see justifying lowering it, because we heard the same argument yesterday about the 9,000, and Mr. Kerbos came forward, and he was the one that offered to do 16,000 on that motel, and we settled for 15.5.
15.5, that was a gentleman.
That was on Green Mountain Road.
I'm talking about the same... motels were offered at 9,000. So
And I'm trying to remember, because I thought the gentleman with that one, the actual owner, stated it was worth even more than $13,000.
He did.
The owner said it at least 14 or 15. I don't remember.
15. He said he'd go up to 15. That's what I settled on. Mr. Kerbo wanted 16, and we settled on 15.5. Is that the location there, Wesley?
Yes, sir.
Do you know where that's at?
I'm trying to figure it out. I know that that's...
It's between Second Sound and Mansion.
Yeah, that's the
it's kind of back behind as your where Whippersnappers used to be at the stoplight. Take a left. That's the road that goes around that way.
Right.
It's the old expressway.
Right.
Before they built that.
I know where it's at now.
It was on the main drag at one time, but it's just a little side. I shouldn't say little, but it's kind of.
The only thing that I'm going to say is that I'm going to consider $13,000, but if there's some depreciation factor that we can throw in, I don't care to do that. But if we, as I stated yesterday, 2 years ago, some of these were brought up. This one wasn't. But 2 years ago, we did an extensive study on how we were going to grade these things. And at that point, I think there was even some $6,000 units and $9,000, $13,000, and up to a different level. So is there a depreciation factor we can do to help this gentleman out with his motel? That's what I want to know.
Give us just a second. Yes, I believe we have not depreciated. I don't know if it'll help as far as getting the value down so much, but we're getting there.
I'm sure if you do the same formula that you did, that Mr. Kerbo did, you're looking at $892,320.
We had a depreciation factor on it, not just for age. Just what I'm getting at here, Chuck, is you've already lowered it from 1.3 down to 1.1, right?
Probably. We've got it up here, and we've got the condition down to 80%, and that's probably why it went down this year when Roger did it.
That was my question, Brandon, is have we already used a depreciation factor to make the difference? You see what I'm saying? The 1.3 down to the 1.1. And I was asking at that point, is there a depreciation factor? And he gave me the answer. That's the reason it went down. Because you got it on to 80% now.
But again,
that's
this is cost system.
Right.
It doesn't have, there's no relation to what y'all have been doing on the other motel.
Right. So if we did the 13,000 room and then did the 80%, would that be inaccurate?
Well,
I'm asking. I don't know.
I think what we've done really is not wrongly. We've tossed the cost system off to the side because of the motel industry. So the depreciation, I know how you work with that, and I don't have anything against what's been done, but
we don't.
Tying the two together, I'm not sure how that works, really.
Here's the deal.
So you either need to set a value per room, or you set a value with the depreciation.
That's what I'm stating. We've already, I guess I'm expressing myself right this morning. We have already, and that was my question to Chuck, he went out and reassessed it and applied the depreciation factor already before we get into the amount per room.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
But I still don't believe that hotel is worth $15,376 a room.
It's not. It's worth $13,000.
I don't care.
Okay.
Well,
hold on a second.
Yeah. I don't care if you say something, but just
chill. Okay. What do you want to say?
Well, I mean, yeah, no, you're.
I should just leave.
No.
Why is that?
Yeah, no, sir. We're having an honest discussion about how to set the value for your hotel.
Give them a little more time, if I might. No, you guys,
yeah.
I didn't mean
my client's a nice fellow, just a little excitable sometimes.
I understand. So, okay. No. I know. There's no problems. I just...
No, you said it figures up to $15,000.
$15,370, and it's not worth that.
It's not worth that.
So then how do we come up with the value?
$13,000 a room.
And I still think that's too high.
I talked to a couple of appraisers yesterday when I went back to the office, and they said it's hard for people to believe, and even the state tax commission at times, to believe that hotel rooms have gone down here in town as much as they have. I mean, many of them are worth $4 to $9, and he was repeating what I'm telling you. And, you know, I know you went to $13,000 a couple of years ago, but respectfully, I don't think that's
but
the
I think
market.
We also went to lower, depending upon which hotel it was, stick built. I mean, there's so many variables, and I don't know.
We had the variables that we did were set upon stick buildings.
Right.
They were $6,000 a unit if they had depreciated, and they showed pictures. They had proof there that the things were in deterioration, and we went down a large depreciation factor on those. We had $13,000 ones, and as we look back, as we sat here yesterday and looked back, we had some for $20,000. We lowered that $20,000 down to $15,000, $16,000,
right,
and down to $13,000. Well, so
these buildings obviously have depreciation. However, this is a careful owner who takes care of his property, and I don't think he should be penalized for taking care of his property. And I would tell you that this location is significantly different than even Shepherd of the Hills yesterday. I mean, there is, unless you mean to go, unless you go into Sight and Sound and you take a wrong turn and you're in that neighborhood, or you intentionally want to go here, you're not going to go by this place.
Brandon, Kenny's helped me out a little bit. If you took the $13,000 a room and did 80%, on the $13,000, you come up with $10,400 for what that's worth too.
And that's what I was asking. Yeah. How do we, you know, if you still say, hey, it's $13,000, then take the depreciation off. Yeah. But you're saying we're kind of mixing the two if we do that.
Yeah.
But we're also helping set the value of a room.
You're starting with a value of $13,000 room, and you're appreciating it. So it's, and that maybe that's kind of what y'all were doing yesterday morning, or
if I remember right, that's.
Gerald has more experience on the commercial side of things than anybody that we've had set on this board. And so when he makes a statement and he says that he thinks that that rooms that were argued yesterday for the $13,000 or lower, when he says that he thinks it ought to settle on $16,000, I take his consideration into
But Danny, those were hotels that they...
I'm not even using, I'm just using his... Right. His examples.
Okay.
It was argued yesterday that those rooms are worth $9,000.
Well, if I may, the ones that you're talking about are on Green Mountain Road, and they're brick buildings, and they're really nice buildings. There were also the other two buildings that we were talking about that were at 13, and he didn't disagree with those, and those were very nice buildings. He said they're nicer than the other ones around it,
right,
and they were on Shepherd of the Hills, and that was at 13.
And did we lower them from the 13, or were they already at 13? I don't remember.
We lowered one to 13.
Okay.
It was slightly above.
Okay.
But we kept those at 13 on Shepherd of the Hills that were nicer than the ones around them, and they were on Shepherd of the Hills. This is on Expressway. You'd have to mean to go by there to go by there.
So is there any
there's
obsolescence here because of...
There is, and I think that the 80% takes care of that.
Off of what original number, though?
The 13,000.
So you're wanting to take 13,000 and 80% off of 13,000? Not
80%
off of.
See what that comes to.
What'd you say it was?
10,400
a room. Do you want me to see what that is total? It'll be $811,200.
$811,200. So off the original cut, we're lowering it $500,000, $500,000.
Off the 1323, yep.
Yeah.
And we're appealing the 1.19.
We're basically doing 40%. because he's already took 80% of the 13, 23, and now we're doing 80% of, actually more than that.
But as you said, he didn't appeal 2 years ago. He only appealed this year, and he lived with the 1.3. It doesn't mean that he thought that that was the value then. The value that we're dealing with today is the 1.19, which only gives him 200,000 off.
$1.19 down to the 811, a little more than 200,000.
Is it more than 200?
Roughly 400,000.
1.19 to 811. It's 108, right? 208. Excuse me.
208 or 80?
208. 1 million.
380.
Maybe you're right.
388,000, close to $400,000.
Nearly 1.2 now, Bob, and you're going down to 8.
Okay, I got you.
I stayed in previous meetings. I went to Branson, so my math's pretty good. My handwriting is terrible, though.
I was thinking 1019.
I know. Yeah, no, it's 388,000. And I got a calculator. I cheat.
Okay. I wasn't even using paper.
Did you forget to carry the one?
What's that?
Did you forget to carry the one?
I don't know what I did.
What do you guys want to do?
I'm wanting to ask a little more questions about is the motel got a swimming pool? Outside pool?
It does have an outside pool. Very small one, but it does have one.
I'm just going to find out some details on it. Can you pull it back up there?
Okay. I
think maybe you can see it there. That's the pool.
Is he familiar with who built that?
Gary Snedden.
Franson Waters built it for Gary Snedden, I think. Years ago, they built two or three same contractor right in the same area.
They did, that's true.
Right.
Street next door.
Right.
If you can see the parking lot, right on the edge of that grass strip on the other side is the expressway, and directly across the street is King's Quarter. And those are both significantly less.
I know where it's at.
His is nicer than the other two, but not that much nicer.
The place next door is killing.
That part on the corner, you have one that's in pretty good shape, should be. They take good care of their stuff.
Talking about the Combses?
No, Scoglins.
Yeah, the Brookside or whatever.
I don't know what it's called. I just know that they...
That's a really nice place.
No, that would be a theater.
Brandon, I'm going to make a recommendation for
$900,000. A recommendation or a motion?
I'm going to make a motion.
We have a motion to set the value at $900,000. Do we have a second? Do you have any thoughts, Mr. Schofield? Motion dies for lack of second. Mr. Schofield, do you have any thoughts?
I was thinking the 9,000 a room was what I was. Put it at 702,000.
So 900,000 divided by the 78 rooms is 11,538. And he's wanting to go with the 9,000. If you split the difference, you're back to the 80% off the 13,000, which would be the 10,400 a room. Which would make $811,200.
I'll make a motion for $811,200.
We have a motion to set the value at $811,200. Do we have a second? Motion fails due to a lack of second.
You're okay.
You're not going to come off the nine, are you? I mean, I'm not.
No, I'm not trying to come off
nine.
I'm trying to come off the...
You're trying to come off the 13, 1.3.
Well, yeah, the 1.1 that they're appealing. And I thought that coming off $200,000 is a... After it's already been cut $200,000 is pretty appropriate. And that's off their appraisal by the assessor's office that's just freshly done.
Again, on cost approach, we don't disagree that it may cost that much to build the buildings, but it doesn't mean they're worth that when they're completed.
He's taking 80%. He's taking 80%.
Off of the original already?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Bob's point is the sales and the market, which our numbers don't have any touch on sales and market.
And I know a lot about sales in the market because I've been involved in several of them. I had the appraisers asking me if I could tell them information that I couldn't tell them, and I can't tell you some of it. So,
Mr. Bell, do you have any thoughts you want to add?
I think I've got them all out there.
Okay. Do you gentlemen want to go on to the next one and look at that before we make a decision on this one?
That'd be fine.
Let's go ahead and move on to BOE number 205, or excuse me, on to the rest of your parcels.
Okay.
Could I add something before he gets into it? We were looking here, and I think there must have been a BOE. Bear with me just a second.
So while you're looking that up, did you find out your...
Go ahead. Oh. I'm stumped here.
On these properties, are they condos? Are they hotel rooms for rent?
It's the second building. If we could go to the picture, there's...
Where are we?
Right there.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it larger for you.
All right.
I'm just going the wrong way.
You can see the motel in the front. This is the land in the back.
Right.
That he's being assessed for as well. But then there's the, if you can go this way, the motel's up ahead, and down behind there is the, this is the building we're talking about with all those lots. He's separated them into some condos.
So they are individual condos?
Yeah, and that's, I don't know why there's so many different numbers. I think they all have a number, and these condo prices are real high. I mean, the building itself, without the land, comes to almost $3 million.
And... it's smaller than the motel up front. And then on most of those lots, they've added $15,000 for the land. And I can't tell whether that's for that land or the land behind it, or I just can't tell.
Those aren't nightly rentals? Are they owned? Are they all owned by you?
They used to be home ownership.
Okay.
And then I guess the parent guy that was selling it stole a little money or something, and then they all left, and a couple of them passed away, and then they found out the bank was fraudulent. So by the time I got it, it was quite a mess. But it's basically just like a nightly rental thing.
But not a hotel.
It's like a condo hotel, I guess they would call it.
And how many rooms do you have back there that are available? Because, see, what's happened is the bottom floor, I think, is the two bottom floors. One is at $624,000 appraised, and the other one is at $286,000. And then the other rooms
other than on those two floors. There are some that are assessed at $54,740, and they're just basically one-room hotel rooms with a stove added, okay? And then the other ones, the larger condo units, are $81,070 in that building. And that building is not as large as the motel, and you've got it assessed at almost $3 million. And then there's a land charge on each of those units for $15,000 extra, which has been deemed to be residential. And I don't understand why the residential versus the commercial on the condos. Okay, because the condos are all said to be commercial, and then the land is said to be residential. And there's $15,000 of land with each of those condos that are commercial. And I don't know, I would try to argue, but I don't understand. So
the way that happened was, in a condo project, if you click on the land outside of the motel, you'll come up with a zero number, a zero value. So what has happened in the past is they call the land the common element. In other words, it's all the land that the motel sits on. If it had a swimming pool or anything that the different units are using in common, and that's why it chose residential, and it's been common through other projects.
This way, and the actual property out there is showing zero.
Correct.
But
so is it just, again, I'm trying to understand it all, because it's kind of a new situation. Usually condos are then individually owned by separate individuals, not the same owner. So that, I think that's probably causing some of the confusion.
Yeah.
Because if it was owned by you and Sally Mae and Bob Jones and Kenny, they would each have their own condo. They would have their own land. They would be paying their own payments. So it wouldn't be abnormal. Is that correct?
I said that before. When I come down there to pay the taxes, she gives me like 30 pieces of paper, 35 pieces of paper. And I said, can we just get one bill? She said, no.
Are you ever going to sell those as condos?
No, you can't. No, nobody wants that.
So nobody will buy a condo nowadays. You can't finance
them. Yeah, can't finance.
So I guess, what is the process for them to get reclassified as a hotel and not a condo?
Bob could answer that best, I think.
I think he's in the process of doing that. He's trying to do that.
If it's his wishes, we can do that. If his wishes, the classification change can be made right here.
Well, he's got...
Well, classification between residential, agricultural, and commercial, not...
He's got Russ Cook out of Lowther Johnson working on it, along with Eddie Wolf, who's doing some platting. And
that gets into rezoning and platting issues, right. Not just class, not valuation classification issues.
Right.
But what I would tell you is that the land is not that much different, and this is behind the other. And it's $300,000 or more for the back land, and the front land is at $160,000, I think, no. It's at $142,876, the land around the motel, but the land around the place down back, he's being charged $300,000 or more for. And then the units themselves in this building that's smaller than the motel is basically $3 million. I roughly added them up, but, I mean, there's one $76,000, there's several at $54,000, there's some condos at $81,000, $82,000. There's something at $160,000. There's a floor at $624,000, another one at $286,000. I don't know how that building gets to be worth $3 million, and I disagree that condos are worth $76,000, especially when they look like a hotel room with a stove in it. I mean, they're not worth $76,000, and certainly not worth $81,000. And well, if you look at the square footage on these...
I think the difference, though, again, I don't have a full understanding of condos, so please, but I think one of the main differences is you've got condo ownership, you actually own something, whereas, again, if it was separated out into individual owners, it would be worth, maybe not 71, but it'd be worth more than $12,000 or $13,000 for a hotel room. Do you disagree with that? Because if he were to go out and say, hey, yeah, I can, I'll sell you these condos for $13,000 a room, I guarantee he'll sell them pretty quick. And I could be wrong, but I can't imagine him not.
No, but what he's using them for is nightly rentals.
I understand that, which essentially he's using as a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and my understanding is you guys are going through the process of getting it zoned or planning and zoning to change it back in, and I don't disagree with that.
But it's
I understand that, but we have to go off of what it is and what the valuation should be as of January 1st.
Then it shouldn't be classified commercial. If you're going to say that each of these are residential units, and if somebody individual owned it,
correct,
then it ought to be residential. Then, if you're going to have that value on it,
only if he doesn't rent them out, only if he lives in them. Once they're put in the nightly rental system, then it's classified as commercial. Am I wrong on that, Chuck?
You're right.
So even houses like on Friend Drive, and again, I don't disagree with that's too high. So please don't misunderstand that. I mean, don't misunderstand that. Just understand that I think on some of the issues that you're wanting us to handle, our hands are tied. Now the board can make a decision, they can make a motion, and we can go with that.
Well, I heard, I think it was Mr. Barth arguing before I came in yesterday about condos, and you know they're worth 20 to 40 or something like that. Condos, I don't know of a condo unless maybe you're down at the Landing, and I doubt it then. I mean, I know what they sold for when they first were selling them, but worth $81,000, $82,000. Certainly not a condo on Expressway Lane next to a nightly rental place.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with you that they're not overvalued. So, okay. Again, please don't misunderstand that. What I am saying is, and we can take a look at every single one of them, and that's up to the board. I guess what I am saying is, there's still more of a value there than the $9,000 or the $10,000 or the $13,000, whatever you've come up with, simply because of the way it is currently structured. Once it's changed to a different classification through planning and zoning or through however that process is, then we can take a look at it as an actual hotel and not as individual condos. And anybody can speak up and disagree or, I mean, do you understand what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah.
Well, then he doesn't have the entire building platted for condominiums. Currently, there's only two floors, and I think that's why. Is that correct? Okay. There's only two floors that are condoed out.
Okay.
The other two floors are not. So, I'm not saying he hasn't put rooms in. I'm just saying that it has not. There's not been a condo plat filed on the other two rooms. So,
two floors. I did all the work to set it up. If you have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. The thing that I don't understand is here we are with our hands tied. I mean, are we going to try to set something? Are we considering our hands being tied and we can't set anything until the plat is established? If we decided that we were going to try to do something, we would have to go outside the boundaries of what it's platted for. So I don't understand what we can do.
Okay.
I'd like to help you out, but I don't understand what we can do.
I can tell you right now that the condos that are condoed out are overvalued, first of all. So on those two floors, I'd like to look at the values that are placed on the condominium units because they're unrealistically high.
Okay.
And then on the other two floors, they are not condoed out, so I would want to address those differently.
So there's four floors.
Is that correct, four floors?
Two floors are condoed out, meaning they're in the nightly rental program or however you want to say it. So the other two floors are?
They're all commercial.
You rent those out as well?
He rents out rooms down below, but they're not condos. They're not condominiums.
We're never putting the condo docks. The condo docks and everything were a mess.
So we have two floors that were?
I think Harry did that.
That's right.
I'm saying
that he made the mess. It wasn't him. It was other people that had owned it.
Okay. Mr. Steiner, do you care to weigh in on this? And I don't mean.
Well, I'll get some background.
Do we have two floors that are hotel and
Jerry,
two floors
Jerry
that are?
Crawford, at the time he owned it.
Okay.
He believed that he could
sell condo units. This project was built by Gary Snayden, and it never worked as a hotel other than the front building. And so Jerry Crawford, because he was doing the deal with Jim Baker and across the street, he thought that they could sell condo units. So he took the rooms on two floors and converted them. I think he put two rooms together to make one unit, I'm not sure. And anyway, so two floors were platted. There's a sharing agreement between the hotel and the condominium units for the elevators and stairwells. I believe the land around is a common element of the condominium. So the land itself is owned by the condominium owners with an easement for use by the hotel over it. So the statute is 137.016 says that if it's a timeshare, which these aren't, that they're commercial to the extent of the actual use as rentals. But if these are rooms are being rented subject to sales tax, it sounds like they're commercial. If they're, I don't know if there are people still living in the condo units.
No.
There were at one time. So, you know, I don't have any opinion about how you should classify these things. And I don't know what the evidence is of the value, though. $8,000 is down.
But, and again, I don't think the board disagrees with that.
I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to help this man out.
So,
I mean,
so,
I can't figure out how we're going to, if
so the
we're going to break it down room by room, or are we going to break it down with top floors and second floors, or are we going to break it down with the condos on the bottom?
Each condo unit's a separate tax mark.
Correct.
That's right. I mean.
So two floors, how many hotel rooms are there on the two floors that are not condo down?
Maybe 18 total.
18 rooms.
That are just motel rooms.
Yes.
Eddie Wolf is doing a new platform.
Okay.
And it's just a mess from the beginning, but I paid the tax, you know, I had to pay.
Right. No, I understand.
And
so
it was
my thought is we set a value per hotel room, just like we do on all the other ones. And then on the individual condos, we need to re-look at the value of each condo.
And I'll just be honest with you, you hadn't paid the taxes 2 years ago, so you didn't think you could appeal because you hadn't paid the taxes, correct?
Yeah.
And he was telling me, can I get back? And I said, no, you can't get back. You're stuck with that.
Okay.
But he felt like he was over-assessed 2 years ago as well. But he's paid up, so now he can appeal, and that's what we're doing. Okay.
That didn't make any sense to me. If you hadn't paid up, there's a lot of people coming here that hadn't paid their taxes.
He just didn't know.
He didn't. That's what I said. He said he didn't think that he could pay.
Yeah.
I was told that I don't have to pay up to appeal.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. If whoever give you that advice is off base. There's people come in here that hadn't paid their taxes. They appeal under protest. The way they do that. But anyway.
How many condos are there?
Well.
I mean, I can add them up on the parcel. I still. Okay. Are they all roughly the same size?
Not a different size.
And then are they all. Are there any?
I just bought the rest of the units out because it was whole owner before.
Okay.
There was people in there.
Okay.
Is this new?
So I paid about $35,000 for.
Have you got the plat there?
You paid $35,000 for each condo?
Basically.
And did you go out and praise this?
Tell me your condos.
Okay.
There's 20-something. They're all listed. If they're over 100,000, they're not condos. They're floors or portions of floors. Everything that's 82 or below, that's those are condo units.
Just got it over here where he can kind of see it, too. You want to go over here, Mike, where you can see this?
They're all different size rooms.
All different sizes?
Yeah.
He says two different sizes.
No,
there's at least
three different sizes there. Okay.
So, you know, the way we appraise the cost approach or whatever, you know, he's
just come off the flat so many square feet, give it a grade, put in the construction, and this boom pops out of it, and appreciate it. That's how they got so high.
Okay, but you used the fact that it was a condo unit, and you appraised it as a condo unit for the different size ones, and you added those up, and that's what you come with, and what we're saying and what he's saying is it's too high. But what we're trying to figure out is how we can lower it if we can, and I think we can. But I don't understand how we're going to do this if we don't have a stated...
Unit 400, is that quite a bit larger than the others, I guess?
Yeah, that's the one that is large. That's the one I just purchased.
How much did you pay for that?
110. I think it was two units together.
So do you own everything?
No, I own the whole building.
You own the whole building.
And that's why he's going back and getting it replatted there.
Yeah, I get it replatted
from the back. I don't know if this would go anywhere, but since he owns the whole building, could you all look at it as a whole building value instead of
I don't
all it's breaking out?
Well, we're going to have to adjust each parcel.
I say right now there's parcels and there are condos, so no, we can't look at it as one big.
Here's the deal. If he's getting it replatted, he won't replat it with every unit. He'll replat it as a whole building. That's what you're saying, Chuck. But it hadn't been done yet.
Well, I think it is done, but Eddie had to bring it here, and I don't know if
the ones that you paid $35,000 for, was that the larger ones or the smaller ones? Or was it just kind of a...
Are all... Right, there was three. There's that one big one, and then there's a two-bedroom, and then a one-bedroom.
Okay.
But most of the people lost it, so I had to buy it back from the bank, so I did buy four that were individually owned, and they don't want to be there no more. They're older. They don't own the Branson anymore.
You got a total on what you give for the building?
Oh, you mean how much I paid for the building?
Mm-hmm. With what you give for all the units?
1.3.
But you bought it when?
I bought it in 2010.
And you bought it, like you just got through explaining, part of it's under the stress factor of the people wanting to get rid of it. And you bought some of it from the bank.
It was a mess.
Yeah. I understand your mess. I just don't know how we can... We can give you.
When you say 1.3, you're talking about all of them,
right? No, it's factored. Okay. So if you factor in 35,000, I'm just 35,000 a room for the condos, 110,000 for unit 400, because that's what you paid for it, and then 18 rooms at, let's say, just for easy, 10,000 a room, you're at. Something wrong.
I told him he paid way too much for the building, and he said, I know I did. So I just wanted to add that.
Jerry Crawford wanted out. And I guess the praise the Lord business for him, but Jim Baker wasn't working out too well for him. So
I think it's working out pretty good for Mr. Baker.
Oh, it's working out real well for Baker, but no one else. If you mentioned the word God, that would probably be good.
Oh, shh.
If
I just said Mr. Baker.
He doesn't mention the word God or Jesus or anything. He mentions himself.
If you consider the fact that he gave $1.3 million for it under stress, not he bought it from the bank. I don't know whether that would be bankruptcy cases or what, but are we going to try to figure something from that figure, Brandon?
Well, so what I did, and this is, you guys can go off of whatever you want. He's got 18 rooms of hotel at $10,000 a room, makes $180,000. He's got 26 condos at $35,000 per condo. That gives us $910,000. And you've got $110,000 for unit 400. So it's $110,000. Add those three together, you get $1.2 million.
And he gave $1.3.
He gave $1.3.
What about the land? Do you...
Oh, I can add the land back in if you want me to.
No.
That included the $35,000 included the land for each condo.
At the same price, which is significantly more than the land out front.
Okay. I factored. He paid $35,000.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You so didn't actually do the land separately and add it in.
Correct.
Okay.
I just did $35,000.
I hear you.
Now, again, I'm just coming up with something because I think we're that's how I came up with it.
You're getting close to what you give for it.
And you thought he gave too much.
He still gave it. It was
he bought it under stress. You have to realize that he bought it under a stress.
I don't think he bought it. He didn't buy the building under stress. He's saying he gave too much for it.
No, he just got through saying he bought part of it from the bank. He had four tenants that wanted to get out and just sold it.
Those are the individual condos.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's part of your equation there. He bought it under stress for the whole thing.
But he also needed to buy those in order to control the building as well. So he might have been willing to pay more for it than somebody else separately. If it had been a condo in another building, he wouldn't have paid that amount because he wouldn't have needed that condo in order to control the building.
Mr. Bell, do you have any thoughts on this one?
I didn't follow all you did there, but it sounded like you were headed in a good direction.
So I took the 18 rooms that he currently does not have in the condo, whatever it's called, zoned for a condo. So I took those 18 rooms times, and I just did 10,000 because we haven't agreed on a price on the other one yet. So I just, for easy math, that's 180,000. 35,000 per condo. He has 26 condos at that level. And he has one condo that he paid 110,000 for. So you add those three numbers together, you get 1.2 million.
Doesn't sound too bad to me.
I think 35,000, I guess the question is on those individual condos, do you feel that 35,000 is a fair value of the condos? Knowing the location, knowing the size.
I don't think it's, I think that's good. I mean, you could look at other areas and that'd be too high. But other areas might be too low, so I think you're in a good place.
Irrelevant story for Mr. Strahan. I met my client when I was chasing my dog that you helped me get to animal control. He caught it for me.
I thought you said you were going to chase him in an ambulance. I didn't know. I met my client when I was chasing an ambulance.
No.
Where do
that
we
was
go?
A lawyer joke. I'm sorry.
Hey.
It's all right.
I wasn't aimed towards you.
Where's the total number before we started this mess?
Total number was at three. They're all individually priced. So we had some at 80,000, some at 70,000, some at. Mr. Paulson, do you remember what the total number was that you gave us for the entire project? Was it in the 3 million range?
The total. I just did rough math, and it came to more than 2.8, and that didn't include the land. The land, 300,000 roughly, maybe a little more.
I'd say that we probably just start to move on this and let we'll discuss this at a later time when we can put it all together and make a decision.
Well, I'd kind of like to be here to argue if that's the case, but I was kind of hoping that we might be able to get something done today.
Yeah, I don't want to push anything off unless there's a. And do you think that $35,000 of condos?
I have no clue. I'll just tell you, I have no clue on what we're talking about because of the plat situation, the everything that the complicated mess that this whole thing is in and that the owner says it's in is something that's been thrown on our shoulders to straighten out. And we shouldn't have. What I'm saying is we shouldn't have to come up here and straighten out something that is in such a mess and give a value to it.
We're not straightening out the mess, but we're equalizing the individual parcel numbers, which currently are in. He has.
It's not even on our sheet, Brandon.
That's not his fault. That was although my staff did not interpose in, but he did present them.
I say they're. They were presented at the same time that the other one was presented in there.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know that, I mean, if you want a motion to deny and we get a second, we can do that, or if you want to move on.
I don't want a motion to deny. Okay. It may come to that before we get all this figured out. I think you're working on it. I don't think we have a total number that would be fair to him or to the tax base.
I do fear that once everything's put back into the hotel system, it'll actually be lower than the $1.2 million. Because we're not going to be able to get $35,000 a room out there with it not as a condo. So
can
once
I
the...
make a suggestion? I understand what Danny's issue is. We need to enter these into the system, give you what the value is for each one of these currently, and then identify whether they're a condo or not or part of the motel. Wouldn't that help you make your motions? Because we're going to have to make it by parcel numbers right now.
We can't do it, Donna.
I'm just saying we could give you more information that way, Danny, whether it's a condo or a motel room.
Oh, we can make it motion via that.
It's whatever you want
right
to do. I'm just making this
right
suggestion.
No.
Until he gets his plat and gets it changed, I don't think we can do it. I really don't. I don't understand how you can value something at a certain price whenever all the name change, all it is on the plat is a name change, and you're going to lower it by $20,000 a unit. It just doesn't make sense to me that we would be put in that position because the name change hadn't taken place yet. It's not been changed from a condo.
If the appeal goes and gets the plat tomorrow, it's the assessed valuation as of January 1 that we're stuck with. Even if he gets it fixed tomorrow.
I've already been paying for it, so how can I change it? I mean, it's above my pay grade. I understand this. But when you have three people that agree and one person that doesn't agree, it's kind of confusing to me that I'm just a layperson. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I think that $35,000 is way more than I should pay for it. But I did. I made a mistake and I purchased the building. Okay? $35,000 is fair. I'm not questioning the $35,000. I'm not questioning anything you do in the front. I've been paying the bill. It's a slum area. I don't care what anybody says. Branson's not what it used to be. The hotels ain't worth anything. And I'll just go out with Baker and pray with him. No, I really don't have to. But your decision.
Danny, I think the reason we can make decisions on it is simply because we're looking at each parcel number as a condo, just like we would any other condo. And we would be setting a value at each parcel number. So we're not looking at it as a whole. We're looking at it as a... We are... But we're looking at it as an individual parcel number.
Okay, if we're doing that, Brandon, and you guys are talking about the $35,000 being too high, that, and I agree that it's too high, but the facts are you can't put a comparable out there that's $35,000. We cannot find a comparable in the Fall Creek area or where we looked at these others at that fall into the $35,000 range for a unit.
I'm assuming there's condos priced anywhere from $20,000 on up to $400,000. I don't know.
$20,000 to $100,000. We would go. The best thing to do to look at the condo price is pull up the golf course there at Country
Holiday Hills.
Holiday Hills. That's off out in the country.
The best comparable for this would be what he paid for all of these units. I mean, $35,000 is what he actually paid for them. I mean, what better comparable is there than that?
Mr. Schofield, do you have any thoughts? Gentlemen, just so you know, go ahead.
I don't.
Okay. Gentlemen, just so you know, we are planning on staying in Board of Equalization until the July 31st. So any decisions that we don't make today, we still have the opportunity to make those decisions at a later date. I understand frustration, but until we can kind of get a better grasp of what we're doing with this specific property, I think that's probably the decision that the board's making.
So you're going to table this?
We don't have a specific date to table it to, but right now it's undecided. So we'll be moving past it and then come back to it.
How about the front building?
Gentlemen, do you want to make any recommendations or anything on the front building? Any motions?
Well,
I get a motion for $900,000.
We have a motion to set the value of BOE number 2015-132 at $900,000. Do we have a second? Motion fails due to a lack of second. We'll be discussing that one again as well.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and your attention.
Thank you, gentlemen. BOE number 2015-126, Blue Green Big Cedar Vacations.
I'm Harry Styron. The 126 through 129, I'd like to present all at once. It's a reclassification request. It's okay. We're not contesting the valuations, and I have some materials to hand out to you, if I may.
Go ahead, please.
Harry, what's the current classification?
Well, we've got a bunch of splits between commercial and residential on condo units. Mr. Howard Kitchen from Blue Green manages all these properties for the unit owners' associations, has data about nightly rental subject sales tax, and so we'd like to. Some of them are like a 60-40 split. Some of them are a 9-10 split. Some of them are all commercial, and we're dealing with hundreds of properties here. What we're asking you to do is one very simple thing, and that is to do the split based on rental data rather than the way they are.
Yeah, that's currently what we're doing, isn't it, Chuck? We've had over the years, we've done.
If you want to hand it. We've tried to, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. We're just saying that it's a different split, and the law changed in 2012, and I explained that there. And it would take 2 days to go over each property. So this sheet of paper I'm handing you now shows for each resort the split. The bottom two numbers under each category on the top row is 3.7% and 0.01% is the nightly rentals on which they were sales taxes were paid. Valuation sheets for each property.
That's not what you're arguing, though.
No, valuation. It shows the classification.
Right, and the classification is what you're wanting, and you're wanting the split.
Based on those percentages.
On occupancy.
Yeah, and Mr. Kitchen can describe to you where those figures come from and the policies of the resorts and monthly rentals, which.
Let me ask a question before you go any further, because I think, Harry, I think this has already been handled. I think that Chuck and them are doing percentage right now.
Yeah, they are.
And so what you're asking is from it to be changed from what it used to be on the old time where we did the 40-60 and the 80-20 and all those things, but I think now Chuck is doing the very thing that you're asking for.
Well, I don't know what data he was using.
I guess the question is Chuck, if Chuck was handed this, and I guess this is for you, Mr. Bell,
yeah.
If you were handed this, would you then base your assessments off of your classifications off of this?
Off the cuff, yes. I mean, I'd like to look at it.
Right.
And so, we can provide data on. A much more detailed level.
Right.
But it's percentage-wise. See, he's got it percentaged out, Chuck.
So you just didn't have this information whenever you did it?
I don't think we had this.
Okay.
Without a doubt, you did not.
You did not. And then came past time when you could present it, so it has to come. And I understand
that. Yeah.
So it should be pretty simple.
Yeah, it should be. That's why just asked for it.
So I guess in our motion for the board, do we need to make it based upon, change the classification based upon Exhibit A? and Mr. Pennell's the percentages. I'm just trying to think of how to word it best. Where,
well, the
because Mr. Pennell said
based
he doesn't
on wanna, based on what the statute says, timeshare units are residential or except to the extent such units are actually rented and subject to sales tax. And we have actual data that we're providing.
Okay. If we, I don't think we take an action on that because he says that he has, he didn't have this information.
Yeah.
So if he has this information, he's applying it.
That's fine.
And do we make a motion that says that he applies it on percentage basis of nightly rental?
Mr. Pennell, can you change classification after the book has been closed?
No, sir.
So we have to take action on it because he can't do it without the board telling him to change classification.
A motion to apply percentage.
Percentages as presented in Exhibit A?
As presented in Exhibit A.
Yes, and Blue Green is happy to work with Mr. Pennell to provide more detailed information if he needs it. This is what
I
you
mean,
have
on the state law. I mean, that's a state law.
It's a compilation of hundreds of units.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
So we have a motion and a second to base the assessed classification on Exhibit A, as per the percentages of Exhibit A, for BUE number 2015-126-127-128-129. Does that encompass everything you presented?
That does. I wish to say that because of lack of time, there are possibly some parcels in the attachments that are not timeshare units that may be maintenance facilities, something like that. I don't know. Because there are hundreds, and I got involved in this a few days ago. We certainly aren't asking that anything other than timeshare units, timeshare buildings be reclassified.
Do you want this for us to state the statute to go back to in our motion?
I think that would be a good idea, which is
I think that
136.016.
That's in my motion.
You want to amend your motion? Do you want to amend your second?
Yeah, I'll amend the second.
That way.
Add that portion to leave out maintenance buildings. And only
leave out things other than timeshare buildings.
Put that in there. I'm not going to amend two or three things. Just put that in my motion.
Second.
Thank you, sir. We have a motion and a second. With everything that's been stated. Any
further
discussion?
You're not going to go over all that.
I can set the values of the.
Yeah.
Do we have any?
What I've got, if you want.
If you don't mind, please.
Danny Strahan made a motion to set the timeshares pursuant to 136.016 and apply percentages as presented per Exhibit A, and leaving out anything except timeshare buildings.
Very good.
Thank you. That's very good.
Okay.
And he seconded it.
Yep, I got that second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. And Donna. I've talked to you. I think we might have met a couple of times in the kitchen. So he doesn't supply you whatever you want. That's what you need to
call Donna? Before I lose this, it is. I labeled it. It doesn't matter.
I recognize your name. I think have you been out there for a while or done
not do again till 10:30? Is that right? I need to recess. Yeah. If you got the
gentlemen, we are going to recess until 10:30.